If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Celebs, food, entertainment, parenting, things to do in Connecticut. It's The Feed on Star 99.9.
All right, it's Kevin Begley. Thursdays in The Feed, we talk about all things parenting. So we have Callie from ButFirstCoffeeBlog.com. You can follow her on Instagram and YouTube. And today we're going to talk about something that I think every parent has struggled with at some point or another, getting kids to eat. I know as the parent of a three-year-old and a seven-month-old, I'm right in the middle of this. So do you have any tips or tricks for that, Callie?
Yeah, definitely. I feel like eating is always a struggle for anyone with toddlers. It doesn't matter like how much of a rainbow they ate when they were babies. It's something about like turning two and a half. All of a sudden, they don't want to eat quite as much. So one of my favorite tricks to use with my son, I would say he's not like super picky, but he's definitely not the most adventurous eater. You know, I think the balance is always like you want them to try new things, but like you also want to make sure they ate something, you know, so their bellies are full. So my trick is whenever I'm making him a plate of something is I always make a plate of something they'll eat on their plate, something they sometimes eat on their plate, and then something they've never eaten before. Because I feel like that way I know there's something on there he'll eat. He's going to get his belly full, but I'm still making sure I'm exposing him to new flavors. I'm not like encouraging him to get stuck into food ruts or, you know, encouraging picky eating either. So I feel like it's a really good balance that way. And I feel like it fits into whether you're making them their own plate or you're making them, you know, you're all sitting down and eating a family dinner together.
Yeah, I like that a lot. That's a great idea. And you never know what they're going to like. So my daughter Grace just had kiwi fruit for the first time. And she had never had that. It obviously it looks funny, you know, before you peel it. And then she loved it. So yeah, that's fun.
Yeah, I know. You never know. And I feel like peer pressure is always a good one, too. Sometimes just watching, not always peers, but just watching someone else eat it, you know, can really help, too. So if you put it on their plate and it's on your plate, you know, and they kind of see you eat it, that always helps. Actually, surprisingly, you'll appreciate this. So I have a three-year-old and a one-year-old, so pretty close to you.
Yeah.
And my one-year-old is actually encouraging the three-year-old to eat stuff. She loves peaches all of a sudden, which my son has never ate. But he's been watching her eat it. So now he's like, all right, I'll try some peaches.
Oh, nice. It's like a little teamwork. That's great.
Yeah, right, exactly.
And then I've noticed that like dipping sauces help sometimes because I think kids, especially young kids, they it's almost like a game or they're like into it. It makes it fun, you know?
Yeah, I think too it encourages trying new things sometimes. I don't know what it is about dips. I think it makes it more fun. I think probably sometimes it helps with the flavors too. But anytime there's something, you know, like I said, I use the something they haven't eaten trick lots. If it's something I've tried a few times and my son still won't eat it, I'll try incorporating it with a dip. So like just throw in some ketchup with it or some plain yogurt, or they can, you know, certain things you could dip into honey or you could dip it into ranch. I feel like it can help bridge the gap sometimes because they might know what ketchup is or what yogurt is. And so it helps sort of bridge the gap to trying something that they hadn't tried before, which I really like. One other trick I love for trying new stuff is you can get these like really adorable toothpicks. I get mine on Amazon. I'm sure you can get them wherever, but they have like cute little animals on them. You can get different characters and shapes on them. And I'll stick those and take them and like stick them into foods that he hasn't tried yet. And this works great with dipping sauces too. And it'll really encourage him to try new stuff. Like we went through a very strong no raspberry phase for some reason. I don't know why, because the kid loved raspberries forever. And then one day I was like, you know what, I'm going to stick the little dog toothpicks in it. He ate like 20 of them.
Wow.
So sometimes, again, it's like just the encouragement of like to something new, it kind of bridges that gap for you.
Yeah, I'll have to find those. And it's funny you say raspberries because my daughter puts them on her fingers. Like she'll put five raspberries. Yeah. And so that's been her latest little trick. I'm like, hey, if you're eating them, then great.
Right. Well, she's got built-in toothpicks. She doesn't need
Yeah, exactly. All right. Well, these are all awesome. I'm definitely going to implement a lot of these. And if you're a parent out there and you have kids and you're struggling, these will definitely help too. So, Callie, as always, thank you for coming on the air. And if you need any other advice and tips like this, Callie's got great stuff on our website, butfirstcoffeeblog.com. You can follow her on YouTube and Instagram as well. Talk to you again next Thursday. Thanks.
See you guys next week.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key. And that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.